any just kind of initial thoughts on today? Just not the Gators' day today.
No. I mean, but you have to credit Maryland. I mean, they came in here, just put a great game plan together, offensively, defensively. We kind of, just didn't execute our game plan, I think, as well as obviously we should have. But ultimately, credit Maryland for coming in. I think they outworked us, they out-hustled us. So the day belonged to the Terps.
On Maryland's defense, what was it that they were doing? We just couldn't get any shots on goal, it seemed like.
Yeah, I mean, I think they double early. I thought we turned the ball over, with just not good execution, quite honestly. So, looking ahead, we need to execute a little bit better. But ultimately, their defense did a great job shutting down, our main attackers.
And then draw control. Every time that Maryland was coming up with it.
Yeah, I mean, we had no answer at the draw. I think Taylor Cummings is, she's a tour time finalist for a reason. She did a great job on the draw. But those 50-50 balls, I think that we just got out-hustled, and that's just something we need to fix. And that's just a point of emphasis going forward that, we're going to run into kids the players that are really good draw specialists, and we just have to compete a little bit harder.
As tough as this match was today, how could this team grow from this type of match?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think these kind of losses are, you need to grow. I mean, we'll go back and watch film, but, I think they know what their mistakes were. They know how, we need to get better, but ultimately we got to get back on Monday ready to work and ready to fix them. Mistakes that we made and certainly grow from this loss, but lots of things to be learned from this.
Freshmen had 3 of the 4 goals. Mm-hmm. What does that say about them, and how important is that getting them into the game and contributing?
Yeah, they did a great job, but we as a unit we certainly needed to be better, and I think they can always be a little bit better as well, because they're part of our offensive unit. So ultimately, it's up to those 7 players to work hard and put the ball in the back of the net. And so I think that I'm really proud of, the kids that scored. I think they did a great job, but, we definitely need to find a way to generate, a couple more goals in the back of the net.
What positives do you take away from this going into the Big East schedule next?
Well, I think anytime you can play these type of teams, it doesn't, it certainly helps you. When you get to play the number 1 team in the country, they certainly exploit your weaknesses, and they did that. And so I think for us, it's great to sit down and say, okay, these are the things that we need to work on, because we're going to see really great teams in conference. And so we have to be better, we have to grow, and, we're lucky that we have a lot of lacrosse yet to be played, so that's a good thing for us. Thank you.
Just want to make sure you guys.
I'll post this stuff too.
Perfect. So.
Yeah.
Heading into the game, facing.